Continuing special live coverage from Special Tree Rehabilitation in Troy, Michigan. I'm Steve Buber. This is all part of the Auto No Fault Reality Tour. We want to make sure that people have a good understanding of the changes to auto no fault insurance signed into law a few weeks ago by the governor. The package put forth by Republicans, but the governor, a Democrat, Governor Whitmer, signed it into law. So I feel that everybody's got something to answer for, because I'm not sure that any of the promises that we heard have become reality, frankly. You know, we were supposed to save a ton of money on auto insurance. Don't believe that's going to happen. People that were being treated for years past for traumatic injuries and covered under no fault could be facing major life-altering differences in their care. And going forward, nobody really knows. My next guest, Steve Soporin, is a professional guardian, an attorney who specializes in probate matters at Soporin and Associates. Steve, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, people who sustain traumatic brain injuries, you can have all sorts of cognitive changes, personality changes. You can become compulsive. You can become unable to take care of yourself. A whole host, a range of problems can occur, correct?
That's absolutely true. They make poor decisions and oftentimes end up in trouble with the law, sometimes going through their bank accounts, so they have no money, losing their jobs. It's a very difficult transition for these folks.
Yeah, and they've been traumatically injured, suffered TBIs, traumatic brain injury, and so forth. And that's where you come in as a professional guardian. I would guess you're appointed to look after these folks. Tell me how that part of it works.
So my firm in particular gets referrals from a wide variety of sources. It could be a judge. It could be a plaintiff attorney or a defense attorney. It could be an insurance company. It could be a program like the programs we have here, Special Tree and Eisenhower Center. It could be a doctor. And oftentimes it's hospitals.
Right. So, I mean, you step in and look after people. Do you go so far as to looking after their finances? Do you talk to them about reckless behavior? What is your range of conversation?
So, in essence, a guardian becomes like a parent to a ward that has a difficulty. And the difficulties vary in extreme. Sometimes you're a full guardian where you have to take care of all aspects of the person's life. And sometimes you're just taking care of a particular point. It can be finance. Sometimes it can be placement. It can be medical decisions.
Right.
So, you know, it depends on the case. Every case is different. Every person is different.
So when you heard about the changes that were coming down the pike from the Republican lawmakers, and then it was on its way to the governor's desk, and then we thought it wasn't going to happen, there was some more conversation, and all of a sudden she signed it. You know, in the middle of the night, she cited and nobody was really there. And then you start to hear what it means, that payments to people that are giving service now will be reduced 45%. They have to be 45% less than what they were in January of 2019. What does that do to somebody like yourself? What does that do to these rehab facilities like the one I'm sitting in right now?
This is a crippling bill. Unless it's fixed, many of the programs will go out of business. We already face this problem in the Medicaid world. So if you're appointed guardian to someone on Medicaid, there's no place to go because there's no money to treat them. So those folks end up typically in lesser facilities and sometimes jail.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is an important consideration. And we're here with Steve Soporin, an attorney, a professional guardian for folks that can't look after themselves properly. When you talk about transitioning to a Medicaid facility, the care will be less. But the bigger concern that I'm hearing is the number of beds that exist to begin with. If people are going to transition out of the system they're currently in to a Medicaid facility, there might not be room at the end.
That's absolutely true. And one of the other concerns is most of the injuries are young men between 16 and 25. Now think about this. Do you want a young man with severe behavioral problems in a nursing home or a facility with your grandmother or your grandfather?
No.
And that becomes a significant problem. And then the other issue is that you can't find beds. I've had.
So
this
what
problem.
Happens to them? Do they become homeless? What happens?
Sometimes they are homeless. I've had those cases too.
And the reason I bring this to your attention, I mean, people can see quite clearly, if somebody's injured in an auto accident, they have a spinal cord injury, they're in a wheelchair, okay, that's an obvious thing. If somebody, you know, has a closed head injury and they're incapacitated to whatever extent, that's an obvious thing. But sometimes the kind of injuries that result, the long-term injuries, can be more emotional, can be more personality-driven, the kind of things you're talking about, aggressive behavior, reckless behavior, dangerous behavior, that can have come from that that accident that altered the person's personality because of the damage to their brain was different. And these are the sorts of things that might get lost in all of this. I mean, that's my concern. These people, like you mentioned, do you want an aggressive 25-year-old man in the nursing home? Well, that might get lost, and that person might end up out on the street because it doesn't fit into something that's more easily understood by the average person. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's absolutely true again, and I believe that one of the other things people don't understand is many of my cases come from good families who have just burned out because the behaviors are so aberrant that they cannot deal with their family
member.
They're
fatigued.
Yes,
they're just totally worn out. They can't take it anymore.
Let me give you a quick example, personal to me. My mother was in a car accident. My mother worked as a librarian. She would read 1,500 words a minute, 3-4 books a day. After her car accident, she couldn't read anymore. When we were younger, if you said damn in the house, she would put soap in your mouth. And after the accident, she could outcuss any truck driver. Complete different person.
Different person altogether.
And so it's very difficult.
And what year was that?
That was 1996.
So she was covered then by the catastrophic care coverage. But yes. What would happen to that same person if your mother was injured today? So, or maybe more accurately, after July 1st, 2020, what would happen?
So essentially what would happen is the family would be forced to spend down to Medicaid levels, which would happen pretty quickly because you consider that most nursing homes are about, $110, $120 a day for the care. So probably within the first year, families are either forced to look at divorce if they're married or they've already expended all their money. Then they end up going to a Medicaid facility.
So you say they divorce, but not because they want to be divorced, but because they legally and financially they have no alternative to separate themselves from that liability is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's sad.
It's very sad. I think that this was not well thought out. Michigan has the strongest rehabilitation system in the country.
Right.
And now we're just giving it up.
Steve Siporin, where do we go from here?
Well, I think the legislators need to go back and to the drawing board and start looking at what they've signed and make corrections to it.
Do you think there's any, as we're out here on this reality tour, we find all sorts of, well, we find the truth out here, frankly. And do you think there's any appetite by the legislature to revisit this? We got about 30 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
I don't believe there's any appetite at this point. I think probably next spring they might start looking at it more carefully. But if they don't, then you're going to see thousands of jobs being given up. And in smaller communities, there'll be no one to care for these folks.
Yeah, if you live out in the middle of nowhere, what do you have to sell your house, find rehab? We'll leave it there, Steve. Great conversation. Really appreciate it. Steve Siporin, professional guardian and an attorney specializing in and with firsthand experience with what happened with his mother. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Dot com.